Yeah, you know it, KD, the laughing stock, Ninja's got that voice. In this crazy world, we gotta make a choice. They say our logic's switchy, but we're making noise. From the top of the charts, here the people rejoice. Stop being buck munchers, just get swishy with us. Join the laughter wave, make a fuss. Stop being buck munchers, just get swishy with us. Join the laughter wave, make a fuss.
There was once a young man sitting on a bench.
But an old man came and tried to take him home to be his wench.
So he had to clench his hole, clench it hard to prevent that man getting inside him.
And then he said, screw it, get in me.
£5 a pop.
Ah.
This was back in the 1600s when £5 would go quite a way.
£5 a pop.
Yeah.
I think that's actually too much.
And that man became Isambard Kingdom Brunel.
The fuck is that? And what? Who the hell is that?
Completely different time period, to be honest, but it doesn't matter.
Time period than what? I don't think we were ever in a legitimate time period then.
You don't know about Isambard Kingdom Brunel?
Isambard, I don't know about Isambard, but Isambard knows about squishy logic, and this is squishy logic. Welcome, everybody. I am your comedian babyface and everybody's favourite, KD Hinken. You tried to step over it then, but tell him who you are.
No. Isambard Kingdom Brunel was...
He's Isambard Kingdom.
I am Isambard Kingdom Brunel. No, I'm Nathan Parrish, and I am... the creator of Post-Apocalyptic Metal Treehouse, available on Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. The final season will be finished eventually, but everything's expensive and I need to fix my fucking digital recorder and it's like 70 quid to do it and I can't be fucked right now, so fucking wait, alright? Anyway, how's it going?
Good, yeah, man.
In the meantime, there's fucking 5 episodes for you motherfuckers to be listening to. Go do that.
The new ones, but there's always 5.
There's always been five. Well, it's not always been five. It's not since they existed since before time immemorial.
But we have a few things today. We'll see. We'll get into possibly... Yeah. We'll get into something little about Phoenix Light. We'll just see how much we get into
I am dressed
it,
today know. Like the PE teacher from a 1990s... high school.
Yeah, it's true, actually. Yeah.
I've got the basketball shorts on, but it's a little bit chilly outside, so I've got a jumper on at the same time.
That makes perfect sense. Shorts with a jumper. Why would that not make sense?
But that's what they used to wear. Do you know what I mean? When you used to be doing PE out in the cold, they'd always be wearing shorts, but they'd just have a jacket on or something.
Yeah, it is weird, to be fair.
Sometimes some of the shortest, most disturbing shorts you've ever seen.
I remember a time in school... when I don't know if they still make you do this, yeah. I'd be surprised. I think nowadays if they still made you do this, but if you forgot your stuff for PE, then they'd make you like either get like the old stuff out of the lost and found of smells, or do it in your boxers.
Yeah,
in your underwear.
For me, it was always the lost and found. Mm. They'd chuck you straight into the lost and found, and off you go. You know.
I mean, personally, I think from my school there was never enough in the lost and found because people.
Yeah.
Cheaper shit, so nobody wanted to lose their stuff.
And some people would just be like, yeah, just fucking go in, grab something from Lost and Found, and that'll be your stuff for the rest of the year.
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah, I reckon that happened a lot, because there was a lot of people in my school that I wouldn't have thought they could have afforded it to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, I was one of them, so.
Yeah, I get that.
No, just a lot. I say afforded it, it was more like that they wouldn't want to buy it, they would just.
No, I had to be very careful with all my school clothes. It's like, you're not getting a fucking replacement, so just deal with it. And we're only buying you one blazer for the entire run of your school time.
Yeah,
so it better, it's going to start off dwarfing you when you're in fucking year 7. But by the time you're leaving, it'll be too tight.
Yeah, that's probably sad about rice, to be fair for me. I can't remember, but yeah. I didn't think about money enough back then, which is weird now, because I know it's more expensive now, because I know when my oldest went to school... We went to like have a look at all the stuff, and they wanted them to buy everything, and not just back in the day like for us. It used to be like you know your jumper or blazer, shirt, childhood.
Now they want a thermos and a fucking...
A coat.
Yeah.
A bag. All of this.
It's like, fucking ridiculous, man.
And they're so expensive. They're not cheap either.
No, they're not. I kind of get the American thing where it's just turn up in your fucking clothes, man.
I understand why we don't do it as well, because then there's... It brings you into a line where people can insult you for having crap clothes, etc. But at the same time, people still insult you if your uniform's falling apart. Yeah. So.
And also people are gonna take the piss out of you for wearing clothes and shit later on in life. You best get used to it. Like, that shit happens all the time when you're a fucking adult. It's probably a better thing to have that happen to you when you're a kid a few times so that you can get used to it. And you say, fuck off, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So that rather than wait till you're like 20 something and someone goes, you look like a dick in those jeans. And you go,
you went to a normal school, didn't you?
Mm.
Like, you couldn't get away from that kind of stuff in my school.
Yeah. Like, well, I say normal. I mean, what is normal for a fucking school?
Girls there.
Oh, yeah. That is
I went
normal.
To a boys' school.
Yeah. I always forget that's a thing. Yeah. That seems so bizarre to me, man.
I guess to me, no, it doesn't at all, because...
Co-ed schools is like, you've got to do that. Like you've got to learn how to fucking deal with the opposite sex in a rational fucking way.
That might have been partly why I went into such a slag mode for a while.
Could be, because you were kept away from it for so long.
But I mean, saying that though, we had a girls' school down the road, so there was always...
They all do. They all fucking do. But it's still, there's that thing where you're like, for your entire day, all you're surrounded with is fucking testosterone.
Which meant that everybody was fighting, everybody was, you know...
It's all pent up anger, because you want to be fucking necking on a chicken fucking break or whatever, and instead you just sat there next to Mike again, who's done one of the most rancid farts you've ever smelt in your life. And what are you going to do? You're going to go, well, fuck you, Mike. Here, have this.
It would have been interesting to know how school would have been different.
Learn your lactose intolerant, you fucking prick.
Because you're right. Like, I spent most of my breaks fighting.
Yeah.
That's what I did most of the time.
Yeah.
I was known as like...
No wonder you wanted to get into fucking wrestling.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. It was fighting just without the punching. Everyone agreed. Because we'd get fucked by teachers.
Well, me and my mate, because we were trying to fucking impress girls, we came up with a concept called aggressive streetwalking. That's what we thought it was called.
You know
what it was? Parkour. We just didn't know parkour existed.
But like with a straight back and stuff, like you were walking.
No. We were just like sliding on rails and shit in our school shoes. And
Of course that would impress girls more than showing that you can take care of them physically.
Yeah.
Of course they would love that more.
Yeah, obviously. My mate was really into fucking rollerblading as well, though. So it was like he was loving it.
Cooler.
Yeah.
God, that's even cooler.
That's even cooler.
I mean, until he got to about 2005 when everyone realised only gay people roller skate.
Yeah.
Before then, so cool.
I had, that's maxing out. Bring down the audio just a touch. There we go. That'll do. Yeah, I put on a pair of rollerblades once for like half an hour. I fell over like six times. I was like, this shit ain't for me. Fuck this shit. If men were supposed to have fucking wheels on, we'd be born with them.
Yeah, but women, no, they're meant to.
Women
get them to the kitchen faster.
I mean, the thing is, ultimately, like women have got a sort of a grace to them where it's like you understand why.
Nice. Yeah, put it in now. They've got a grace to them. No, put that in now.
You can understand a woman learning how to fucking ice skate. I can never understand how any man learns to ice skate. How can you do that? It's impossible.
I can ice skate. What do you mean?
What the fuck do you mean you can ice skate?
Well, only to a point.
No one can ice skate.
I can ice skate.
It's a fiction.
It's not hard.
It's a fiction.
I can ski too.
I know how it is. You go in. You go in with your mates. You go, oh yeah, I'm going to go get some food. You fuck off down the back passage, don't you? And then they project a hologram. That's what they do. They project a hologram of you just fucking... blades of glorying it out over on the fucking ice.
So the people outside will think, oh, I want to get in there
too.
Yeah,
exactly. And then I get on there, like, I can do this too. And then I fucking fall arse over tit.
Yeah.
Bust my jaw open on a fucking bit of ice.
We'll do what my mum did. My mum told me about this when she was younger. She fell down flat onto the ice, like a hand went out.
Yeah.
And then somebody rode over a finger.
Oh, no.
I feel like it would make you a person, like, you know, fly as well.
Yeah,
But it's not going all the way through. It's not that sharp.
Unless it hits like right in between the bones, in which case it might go through.
Well, I mean, you know, in between them, but there's no fleshy floaty bit in your finger where your bones aren't touching.
There is, yeah.
There's not. What do you mean?
There's cartilage in between.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and okay. Cartilage
so
is
itself. You have to go like, you know, like, do like all these turns.
No,
to get
it wouldn't have to. It wouldn't have to do a turn. It literally, if it goes,
crashes the edge.
It has to get literally like. Bang right down the middle. It has to be like a one in a million. It has to be a fucking Luke Skywalker shot.
Right, okay.
Right, but it can potentially do
potentially,
that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, you're hitting bone and you're going arse over tit again. Yeah.
And you'd have to be going fast, surely. Because cartilage is still and super
sharp. Oh, yeah, you'd have to be going. And you'd have to have razor sharp those things. Yeah, it would literally have to be Blades of Glory bullshit.
I have thought before, like, you know, Torbal and Dean, if they were, like, you know, it was in some Russia or something, send them to Russia, make it super, super sharp on the feet and just let them ice skate kill everyone. Imagine them doing, like, you know, he's spinning the woman around, doing, like, that, on one of the moves where they fly.
Yeah.
Do that to people and just cutting them.
Spinning like a fucking whirlwind around the car.
Why not?
Just taking off heads.
Yeah, I mean, I could ice skate though. I did legitimately learn how to ski as well when I went to Akers. It's not that. Is it something that skiing
doesn't seem like it's that hard, to be fair.
Yeah, skiing is easier because it's just downhill.
Yeah, and also, like, it's a longer thing, it's a wider thing. My thing with fucking with that is I'm a big bloke. And trying to put all of that big bloke weight on these tiny little, like, literal blades on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
My fucking ankles start doing that.
The faster you go, the easier it is.
I'm sure it is.
Which is harder when
you start. Yeah, but that's the thing, because, like, I can't get to the point of even moving myself off. Because my fucking ankles aren't doing it.
I bet, don't get me wrong. I say I can ice skate, but I guarantee you if I went back now, I couldn't.
Yeah,
I'd have to relearn. I'd have to relearn all over again.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty good with that.
It's not like riding a bike. Let's face facts.
No, in
it's a pretty unnatural movement.
Yeah, you'd get back to it eventually, but it would take longer, than riding the bike, as they say. Maybe that's wider as well, because I used to be quite chunky and then I lost a load of weight, so it's easier to balance myself now.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Well,
I know my balance definitely got better once I did the sort of weight training for a while. So, like, maybe I'd be okay now in comparison to what I was. But honestly, mate, it was like a newborn calf had just been pushed out on the ice. It was not good.
Did you ever try skateboarding?
Yeah, I could never
do it. That's the real hardest one in my opinion.
Skateboarding is alien fucking science, especially ollies. Like, that shit is fucking insane.
I was never able to do an ollie.
That's anti-gravity technology.
That is crazy. I was happy when I got to the point when I could, you know, walk down the road and just put the board on my feet and go kind of thing. Like, when I was able to do that, it was when I was happy. I lost it very quickly.
Yeah. I only figured out
figured out an ollie.
Yeah,
never.
I only figured out how they actually do an ollie recently.
Yeah, it's motion.
Yeah, literally, you're lifting up the top of the board and then you're kicking the board forward and that lifts the back of the board up.
Yeah, but also as well, you're kicking the back of it down. Really
exactly. Yeah,
bouncing it. You're bouncing it more.
You're literally sort of pushing it up, getting the weight, and then you can bam straight back down.
Yeah, you're bouncing it. You're not jumping.
Yeah.
You're ricocheting and
that's
all
it.
That.
But
like, your board will break eventually from doing it.
Yeah, but to me, that's fucking insane.
It is crazy. You know, the leg power you need as well. People don't realise that. You need leg power for that.
Fucking right you do.
It's quite cool, though, I think, now, because people do now kind of respect how hard it is, hence why it's in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it should be so.
Totally. Totally should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't bullshit those skills. It's not like the fucking breakdancing they had, where they just had that Australian woman coming in, just fucking going, I'm a dinosaur.
I think that one has already been dropped.
Yeah.
Breaking
like
the
immediately, because they bring a new one in to test it out and see if it works.
Well, every year they bring in a new one and drop another one.
Oh, I didn't know they'd drop another one.
Yeah, otherwise it'd be, if they're adding one every year.
Yeah, power walking
huge.
Used to be in the fucking Olympics.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
Literally, people were like squat shit walking, like fucking miles around.
I know exactly what motion you mean.
Yeah.
And exactly the wrestler that used to do it.
Yeah.
Santina Marella.
Fuck.
Yeah,
why would you have that as your
I'm
walk-on?
Warning you, Giancina.
I mean, that makes sense. Immediately there you said that, like, the whole walk makes sense.
Yeah,
the character.
He comes out, he does a cobra. He's got like a snake cobra on his hand. Like, he looks like a snake and he goes... The cobra.
Fantastic.
There's a guy nowadays who has a lizard. Called Mr. Iguano, he has a lizard.
Right.
And he faced off with him, so it was a cobra versus the lizard. The man, the crowd were chanting, holy shit, holy shit. It was a holy shit moment,
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
It was one of those moments. Eventually, when that's a bit older, that'll be on Wrestling Stupid too.
Yeah.
Still new at the moment. Yeah, though, you know, you have the new stuff on there and do you like, no, you cannot look at it even if you're bigging it up. And
yeah.
I love that. I've been watching it so long. They should let
it's
me
not like
use
watch it.
It.
It's not like we're live streaming the entire fucking thing.
Yeah, exactly. Which I have done before, and I realised maybe that's not the right thing to do, actually.
Maybe, yeah.
That's one of the only Rumble streams, I think, that got demonetized, that was.
Yeah.
So I thought even Rumble, like, no, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Have it on. We'll let you have it on still.
Yeah.
But no one can see it.
Fair use, ultimately, like, Rumble understand what fair use means.
I don't think that is actually fair use, streaming a live show.
No, you can't stream the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you take clips of a show that are no longer than 30 seconds at a time, then yes, you should be able to watch that.
I don't think 30 seconds necessarily is a hard and fast.
I think, but it's a good rule
maybe
of thumb.
Play it for 30 seconds at a time.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. It's like a rule of thumb of, like, that's the maximum amount you're supposed to do for any given chunk.
Yeah, without...
And then that's the thing, you're supposed to talk in between it, and then that becomes what is referred to as transformative media, because you're no longer just watching a thing, you are discussing the thing in relation to it.
Which you
now,
can...
that's a different fucking thing. That's how news reporters work.
See, that's the thing, though, when YouTube does it, it's not necessarily YouTube that have done it, it's somebody else.
It's a demonetization system that YouTube have implemented.
Yeah, but it's the actual person put the video out, they have to actually say.
That's the thing, though, it's not the person who did the video most times. Most times...
It flags up first, you mean? Or...
Yeah, no, it gets flagged up, but there's a person who, like, there's companies who go... Every time someone uses some of your stuff, we'll flag it for you, and then we'll get a little bit of the money back.
Oh, yeah, you're on about, like, the richer people to have people do it for them, basically.
Yeah, that means that they end up getting incredibly aggressive with it because financially incentivized to do so.
I get you now.
So that even the smallest little clip will get claimed. And now, legally, they're not allowed to do that. But because YouTube don't have a good automated system or system at all for dealing with it, to argue against it...
Still getting into this,
You go into all the long bullshit you've got to deal with.
It takes a while.
And
you can get
work.
You can get it taken down, but it just takes so long that if it's anything topical, then it's dead by the time it comes out. Or if it's already been out and then you have to go back, it like kills any algorithm anyway.
Yeah. So it's basically, it's just...
And YouTube, they know that. They know they can put it in.
Yeah.
And they can eventually take it off, but it will kill the episode of the video anyway.
Yeah. And YouTube don't care.
Nah.
Because they're already making money, and that's all they care about at this point.
Which, I mean, that's fair enough. I get that. But, you know... And I would also argue, though, it's impossible to police it all.
But also, it's made it impossible to do a load of reactionary videos. There used to be a load of trailer reaction videos. Now those are gone because you can't fucking show any of it anymore.
I used to do like those 1 minute, a film in 1 minute, but it's like it just kept getting flagged up for like using the...
Like an image from it. Yeah.
Yeah, like a little clip without even the sound, you know. Yeah. That's what I hate. It's like, it hasn't even got the sound in it. Or what's the issue?
Like, literally, you're not getting any information from this at all, apart from a visual bit of interest.
And if you watch it, I'm positive about most films, so I'm going to say it's good. Go and watch it.
Yeah.
And that's my issue. I enjoy films too much.
The thing is, they don't see in the long term that it's actually hurting it, because it means that slowly but surely, more options for types of videos will be locked out. And then those people won't make that content, and that content disappears. That content is worth money to them. They aren't countering it into how much it's affecting them because they don't see it.
Let's have a look now. If you type in movie trailer reaction, you know, like what kind of numbers are you looking at for them now? Try and look at the newer ones, obviously.
34,000. That's the top one when you search movie trailer reactions.
Yeah.
Is 34,000 viewers in total.
Let's have a look on this. Like, I want to see what kind of visuals they use, you know. Okay, they're doing it small. That's something. That's like what we do then, but they moan at us for it.
Yeah.
Bullshit. I have noticed there's other people that seem to do the things that I do. I
get
flagged
to get away with it,
and they don't, and the only difference is they're huge and we're not.
Yeah. It's probably due to affiliation. If you're an affiliate of YouTube, they'll do something about it.
Probably
but if you're not, then they don't give a fuck.
You're probably right there, actually, you know.
Anyway, let's stop watching this because otherwise we'll get claimed by fucking He-Man.
I mean, this literally is on somebody else's and they're reacting to it. They would have to block us and that would be the craziest fucking claim ever. That would be.
Yeah, yeah.
They're moaning because we're reacting to their reaction of a film.
Yeah.
What the hell? You know, the level there.
It's a nice diverse cast though, isn't it?
Oh, them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a smart thing to do. I have thought that before. We need a woman.
We do.
Like, it'd be good getting Leanne here more regularly, but we'd also wouldn't have the space in here. Well, we would. I think I need to clear shit as well so we'd have more space.
Yeah.
Because we could have a gamer chair there, like a gamer chair here, and you got space for two more people.
That's not much help.
Mm-hmm. But I also would want it to be more just us than anything.
Yeah.
But like, say, for example, they're actually at the same time, the wrestling videos might be funny having, like, a girl there that will find it squeamish. I might be stereotyping there, but to be fair...
Yeah, not that squeamish.
She is screaming to a point, though. Yeah. I have seen her, like...
She's trained in the NHS now. She's...
Yeah, oh, trust me, man. Just because people are nurses doesn't mean they're not squeamish.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking the amount of carers that are like, yeah, we'll wipe all the poop off, we'll do all that, but then I can't actually touch it again afterwards because it could be seen as some sexual thing. So we just have to cover ourselves and let the old person suffer. Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Yeah, is that crazy? Because apparently somebody at one point, sued them for touching him when he was putting cream on his butt kind of thing. And he was like, oh, they, tried to penetrate. I don't know. I'm guessing there.
I mean,
maybe they penetrated. Maybe that was the issue.
Maybe
he didn't need to do that.
Was it an internal cream, though?
No, I don't know. I assume not.
Sometimes you do get butthole creams that have to go in.
Yeah. And you get, maybe that was confusion.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah. I mean, she thought it was an innie, but it was an outie.
Yeah.
And that was where it came from.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, just don't do it. So, yeah, that makes sense. When you're taking care of people, just don't. That's the way around it. Just never do it again and let the person suffer.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Totally sense.
I get it.
Total sense.
Total sense.
Utter sense.
I'm not going to question fucking government at all.
No.
Well, I'll tell you what we've had to do now. And I'm not happy about it.
What?
I'm not happy.
What?
We've had to, for the time being, I'm letting it go, but we've had to do the TV licence.
Why?
Because, they're sending the mother all these letters, like, you're not doing it, you're going to get people sent to your house. I'm like, I'm pretty sure they only can do anything if you let them in the house.
Yeah, they're not the police. They're not
I'm sure it's been decriminalised, and even if it hasn't been, like I said, they have to be able to come in first.
Have you seen they're trying to introduce...
I need to... It constantly changes, so I need to get re...
Yeah, but have you seen the BBC's trying to partner with YouTube so that they can produce stuff so that therefore you have to pay for your TV licence if you use YouTube?
Oh, I heard that there was something about YouTube coming.
Yeah.
It's already a thing if you're live streaming on YouTube, Cowboy. If it's a live stream, it's already... If you're watching this, you are apparently, by law, supposed to pay your TV licence.
It's ridiculous.
If you're watching this as it's being streamed anyway...
If that's the case, then come on, BBC, where's my fucking cut?
Trust, yeah, exactly.
Where is it?
Really should be the
case. If they're having to pay for the fucking TV licence to watch this content, then where is my cut of the fucking TV licence?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Do you know, I'm just looking at that then, sorry, just to support something. Did I show you the other day? Because I know I showed the hippie man on the video that came, it's not come out yet, sorry. Did you see the thing about the cow using tools? Cows have evolved now. Cows have started using tools, yo.
Okay.
Like, legitimately.
Cows using tools?
Yeah. It's not even any joke about it or anything. Just legitimately a cow that has learned how to use tools.
Okay.
Open that up. It's a different video than I've seen as well, this one. She does it regularly. It's not just like she's done it once kind of thing,
This is her thing to do.
Wait. Oh, she picks it with her tongue.
Yeah. They got weird tongues.
Yeah. This is what she does look when she wants to scratch somewhere.
I mean, to be fair...
It makes perfect sense, but it's using tools.
Yeah.
Doesn't, it looks like it's like, oh, so what? She's picking up a... tall and scratching herself.
Yeah,
with
no,
it.
No, but that's a leap.
Yeah, and the brain. Yeah. It takes to do that, to understand that. Like the cat wouldn't do that.
No.
I would be shocked if I walked in and the cat was picking up a stick to scratch herself with.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, that's the thing. You would never expect a dog or a cat to do it.
No.
That to me is
they
like,
do say that cows are actually very intelligent, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Annoyingly so, because they are very delicious.
Yes.
I do love me a fucking burger.
Because that does actually kind of bring into question, though, the idea of, like, is it okay to eat cows now? Just
well,
like eating a whale?
I've already decided I'm not eating octopus ever again.
I mean, that's fair. I don't like it anyway, but I haven't done it for that reason.
No, I won't eat octopus because I know that they're very intelligent creatures.
I'm like, yeah.
Unfortunately.
But in that case, though, would you be the same for cows? Because
oh, it's hard. I can't. Oh,
like you said, they're so delicious.
I know.
But doesn't that
really
prove how smart
it's also
they are?
Pigs. Pigs are remarkably intelligent, and bacon is fantastic.
I would also probably assume there's never been a pig that used a tool.
If we find a pig using a tool right now.
Oh.
Pig using a tool. There we go.
Capture first known footage of a pig using a tool.
So he's getting the stick.
Yeah, what are you doing with it?
It's for those...
Digging?
He's digging
with
a stick. So this pig has realised that this stick is better for digging stuff out than using his own snout.
You know what it probably is as well? He sees the other pigs with tusks.
Oh, yeah, and they're using tusks, and he's like, well, I can get my own little
Yeah,
tusks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it depends if... Because they look like half-felled, these pigs.
They're wild pigs.
Yeah, they're not fully domesticated. So yeah, see tusks? Yeah.
And that's amazing.
That is crazy.
He is actually using a fucking tool. Look at that.
Fucking hell. He's
getting
digging.
Big scoops with it as well. That is amazing.
Mental. You know,
and that's a wild
pig. He's doing
pig.
It on purpose.
Let's remember, that's a wild pig as well.
I think the wild ones would be smarter than a domesticated one myself.
I don't know.
Because they have to, like, they're trying to survive all the
they
time.
They have to be wily.
Yeah. Well, they're constantly, it's all about survival.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right.
In a farm, like...
You're right, they got everything for them, they don't have to.
And once it's decided that they're dead, there's nothing they can do about it. So, like, they can fight off and run away.
Yeah. Fuck. That's impressive.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Now, what other animals are doing in a farm or that we would eat?
Chickens.
Chickens?
Chickens using tools.
That's crazy. If a chicken using a tool, then I'm out. I'm out, man.
No, it's all just people talking
shredder,
about how to use tools to cook
chicken.
Food. Fantastic. Chickens are still on the menu, boys.
Look at that. I made whiz bang. What is this thing?
Oh, this is definitely going to get us demonetized.
Ah! Damn. That's not what I thought was going to happen to it.
It's a chicken plucker. What the fuck do you think it's going to do?
Pull their things out, not fucking...
Yeah, that's how they do it.
Oh, look at all these. Artificial intelligence tool for detection, counting and tracking chickens. Chicken,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
What chicken is. Okay, there's definitely not a chicken using a tool.
We can keep eating chickens, we're fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All
right. Okay, so stop eating everything else and just eat chickens. I mean, to be fair, if you care about, like, you know, animals...
Honestly, if you care about, like, environmental impact as well, because, like, to raise, I think, a pound of beef, it's like 27 kilograms of CO2.
Right.
But to raise a kilogram of chickens, it's like half that.
Makes sense, even though there's like so many more animals to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I've heard loads about the amount of CO2 the cows produce. That's why they talk about them being partly
responsible for
global warming. Because I'm assuming there's probably, despite the fact there's no wild ones, I would assume there's probably more cows on the planet
you know
now than ever has been.
You know the problem, though? It's because they don't produce CO2, they produce methane.
Oh, yeah.
They fart like champions. And methane is it's like 20 times more dangerous than fucking CO2 as greenhouse gas.
And CO2, so yeah, that's the one that the planets change, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be an issue at all.
Whilst methane just sits there until
it's
burned.
That's the issue, yeah. Methane.
Yeah. Which means lighting cow farts is good for the environment.
Well, I'm wondering...
Lighting all farts, in fact, is good for the environment. If you're an environmentally conscious person, you should be lighting every fart you do.
Oh, ours has got to be minimal compared. I wonder how many farts.
Oh, no. On average, a human being farts an entire party balloon's worth of farts a day.
Party balloons? Really?
Yeah.
I don't fart that much.
On average.
Maybe it's a lot of, like, Silent but Deadly's that you don't
I've heard some of yours. Some of them would fill a fucking balloon by themselves.
Oh, yeah, don't get me... Oh, I suppose, I don't know how... To be fair, I have no reference, yeah, how much you would actually take.
Yeah.
How much gas you actually get out from a good fart.
Yeah, yeah.
We should measure that one day.
We should measure that.
That's a good short right there.
Yeah.
It'd be easy to do.
Squishy science.
There you go. It'd be easy to do.
How much is actually in a fart?
Yeah, we could put legit logic into it because we have squishy logic. It's just stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same
time...
It's
a good idea. We should do that.
The problem is, though, before you say that, I've just realised to do it fully and make sure you're getting all the gas from your ass to the balloon, you'd probably need to insert a tube.
Oh, no. I know how to do this.
Or an outside tube.
You lie down with your ass in a bath.
In a... What? Right. Whoa, what?
So you fill the bath up. You're lying down with your ass up in the bath.
Out the water or?
In the water.
Okay.
Then you have a beaker. You fill the beaker with water. And then while it's still underneath the water, you put it over the butthole. Right. Then you fart and you will see how much the container displaces the water.
Would that work?
Yeah, because then you'd catch all of the farts, and the farts would give you a millimetre amount of fart.
Okay, well, that would be the process then.
That's the process.
That's the first process. Yeah. That's the first. Okay. We just need to find a bath big enough that you can lie ass up and to be underwater.
Yeah.
Because your general bath is not that deep enough to do that.
Oh, I think it is.
Do you have to put your legs beyond your head, or...?
No, you're just lying down, face first, in the bath.
Oh, face down.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, because people don't need to breathe.
No, because you can sort of keep your head out.
Yeah, yeah, you could. You could do it in a swimming pool anyway.
You could do it in a swimming pool.
If you had, if it wasn't...
If you got permission.
You don't need permission to fart in a swimming pool. You just go in and do your thing.
I think you need permission to measure it and record it.
No, I take a plastic one. What's that? It's not like they can say it's
dangerous. I don't think you just walk around fucking swimming pools with a camera out, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that part, I guess. Yeah, that might be an issue, actually. Yeah. Try and go when there's no children, at least. That would make it a bit better.
I mean, you could get a private one. What the fuck?
There are times when there's no children. I don't know if there's times when you'd be on your own, because that's, they're not going to... Unless you pay a lot of money to loan out.
I mean,
I'm not paying that.
It's not... You can rent out private ones for, like, £100.
No, rent out... I suppose you're not doing
big
it for long.
Ones necessarily, but you don't need a big one. And we could come up with a few different ones we could do with, like, water for science.
Actually, thinking about it, my neighbour just showed me the other day that he bought a collapsible bath... But it's just really, and it's really deep.
All right.
Like, it comes up to, like, about here, you can sit right at the bottom if you want, kind of thing, or have, like, a chair, for disabled people and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we could just try it with that, actually. That'd be even easier. We don't even need to go to a swimming bath and risk getting CP'd, or, I don't know how you'd say it. You don't have to risk being accused of the old wacko jacko.
Of being the old Jimmy Savile.
The old Savile, yeah. The old Savile. Ye old Savile.
How many fucking prisons do you think refer to the paedophile ring as Savile Row?
I'd be
it has to be all of them, not. Right?
I'd be very disappointed if not, to be honest with you, now you said that.
Oh, that made me happy.
Did you know that Netflix, I don't know when it's coming out, it's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Are doing a documentary on Lucy Letby, that whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like, from what I've seen from the advert, that they are covering both sides. Because I was worried when I saw it, I was like, is this going to just be a piece, a propaganda piece? But, at least you got to go into both sides, that's the best way to do it. And yeah, it looks like it goes into both sides at least.
I mean, the more evidence comes out, the more fucking iffy it becomes.
Yeah, I'm personally of the opinion that she is innocent.
Yeah.
But but I understand why other people might be unsure, to be fair. I mean,
yeah,
it's a hard thing.
Well, anything that involves kids being hurt or killed is immediately going to be a fucking a hot button issue, in it.
Yeah, because everyone's got kids and they've contemplated killing some, so.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, oh, god damn.
Where did they get to?
It could have been me.
Living out the dream. The adult dream. Killing children.
Yeah. You want to do that, go to Cambodia. It's real easy.
Yeah, but then you got the racist ones that are just like, oh, no, I don't want to go and kill brown children. People are like that.
That's true.
You want to listen to a conversation with that old...
racist serial killers.
Most of them are. Yeah. Most of them actually are.
I don't want to kill black people. I don't know whether I should be okay with that or not.
Yeah, just, am I okay? Is it less okay or more okay that you will only kill white people?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a legitimate question.
Like a lot of things where it comes to race, it depends entirely on the context. Yeah, if they're not killing black people because they don't want to make, you know, lampshades out of that.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
probably a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. If they don't like the skin, if it's inferior material.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. But if they're doing it because, like, fuck Whitey.
Whitey's got to die, yo.
Whitey got to pay.
I'm gonna break me a couple of crackers.
Yeah.
Gonna snap a couple, put some butter on.
Then it's fine.
Get some cheese on.
Provided they're not a white woman. It's white men you gotta be killing, that's fine.
Oh, I think white women are acceptable too. They're like the secondary most acceptable.
Yeah, but no one's gonna complain if you kill a few white dudes.
If it's white, it's white. The only time you can say that is okay.
Excuse me.
It could die. Is it when you can only say that and it'd be okay when it comes to murder victims?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
The one time when racism towards white people is okay.
Yeah.
It's like when you have racism towards like black people, but you have like the positive stereotypes, that's okay too. No black guy ever going to complain that lots of people think black guys have big dicks.
I have seen a guy do that.
Have a big dick?
No, I don't complain about it.
Oh, what? Oh, because you then disappoint them when it comes to it. I understand that. I've never understood why guys make it. They got a
He's
giant
set
dick.
Up to fail.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, and that's it. That's a smart man, that is.
Yeah.
That's a smart man.
That's a man who's thought through and been through a couple scenarios, you know?
Yeah, that's either a man that's been through it or he's just thought ahead.
Yeah.
Probably been through it more.
Probably
like
been it. Through it.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Did you see there was a video recently of a guy with the smallest penis in the world?
No.
Who went on like a chat show and talked about his micro penis, and he's like, oh boy, that is the no fucking, like, no shit, that guy's got balls, you know.
That's all he's got. Yeah. Can he legitimately, like, I suppose obviously he couldn't show it on the finger and all that, like, but how small? And it does not change?
I mean, apparently we're talking like centimetres erect.
More like a clit then?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
The other side of like China.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever saw China's, the old wrestlers, porn.
Everyone's seen that at some point. Yeah. If you've been on the internet long enough, you've seen China's vagina.
And there you go. One night in China.
Yeah.
It's that, a bit
it is a meaty clit.
Yeah, it really is. And, I don't think I've gathered, she usually wasn't even on steroids or anything then.
Really?
Not at that point. I don't know if she used to be. I think she probably used to be.
Yeah.
She's just got a lot of testosterone naturally. I mean, you look at that, it's not surprising.
Yeah.
That she looks like she's always had testosterone.
Well, let's face facts. Like, testosterone is the thing that makes you aggressive and makes you want to fight most of the time. So it's logical that the women who are fighters and wrestlers and things like that are more likely to have higher testosterone.
I think because all women do, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, all women do have testosterone.
You know that women actually have more testosterone in them than they have estrogen?
Oh, really?
It's just that estrogen is that fucking strong.
Oh, okay.
It's ludicrously powerful hormone.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I've seen it when they give, like, men, it's by accident, well, in a film, actually, I suppose. That wasn't a scientific... study or anything. It was just they gave it to Kevin Nash in The Longest Yard. That's what I was thinking of.
When they do it to people who are starting to transition,
I know this from sort of listening to a few podcasts where there's people who've been doing the process.
Yeah.
They were talking about, like, the fact that it suddenly makes their skin, like crystal clear and fantastic, you know, in comparison to, like, dudes.
Oh, yeah, they would say about, like...
very tough shit, you know?
No, I mean, I think you mean in comparison to women's skin. Because men are supposed to have better skin, that's why we don't have makeup and all that stuff. Women are always like, oh, I wish I could just have the skin of
a... No, women have bad skin because they wear makeup.
Oh, so it's more of a symptom.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, 100%. That's why people go like, Pamela Anderson, she's not wearing makeup, she looks fantastic. Yeah, because she's not covering her face in a load of fucking shit that stops her skin breathing. And kills all of the stuff that's, like, naturally on their skin.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's not even, like, an actual answer.
Yeah, but you've got, like, an entire, like, biome in your skin of, like, skin mites and things like this. You don't think, like, covering them in a dry fucking powder...
Makes sense.
It's going to kill them. And that's all part of your fucking biome.
Worst skin than men, or is it a symptom of wearing... makeup. Women don't naturally have worse skin than men, and different people normally respect biology and habits, not some built-in flaw, and makeup is only a small piece of the story. Biggest factor, men have more testosterone, which makes skin thicker, increases oil production, slows visible aging. Women's skin is thinner and more sensitive to hormonal cycles, periods, pregnancy, birth control, menopause, and estrogen drops, dryness, breakouts, pigmentation. It looks like it's because they got thinner skin then. Which is funny. When you women got thinner skin than men, so that's why.
And that's literal. You can't even take us to task on that.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. I can only imagine the makeup
doesn't
help.
It also explains why women get colder quicker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does actually explain why they get colder quicker. Yeah. And the circulation is a part of that too.
Yeah, yeah.
And the circulation isn't as good for women too.
The main reason why women have bad skin is because they're covering their skin in a load of shit that's not naturally occurring on their skin.
Well, no, apparently not. That's not the
case. It's definitely a part of it. It says at the top, it's not the main reason.
Yeah, yeah, modern makeup.
Because, like, all that stuff, yeah.
Problems only happen when makeup isn't removed properly.
Yeah.
Washy sponges are dirty. Products are comedogenic for that person. So I'm guessing, like, maybe a bit allergy or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plenty of women who wear makeup daily have grey skin. Plenty of men who never touch makeup still struggle with acne. So makeup isn't the root cause, it says.
No, it's not the root cause.
Yeah.
But it says there's a few reasons. And there's lots of women out there who don't clean the makeup off properly and stuff like that and fall asleep and shit. It's not good.
But that's the main one, I reckon, yeah. That would be it, not using it properly.
Yeah.
I don't care that much, actually, now. Yeah, that's interesting. Though.
I still think there's 100%. I still stick by that. I still think that, like, covering your face in a load of fucking unnatural stuff is not necessarily a great thing for your fucking skin.
Apparently, though, if men went through monthly hormone swings, used 10 products at once, and were judged under bright lighting and HD cameras, their skin stats would not look magically better. I don't get that.
What?
I don't understand that, really.
What does that...
I think ChatGPT is trying to be a bit spicy again. It literally said the spicy food.
I think it's not even trying to be spicy. I think it's just trying to fucking give us a load of fucking rote information.
Yeah, I think it's just being woke, personally.
Yeah, that's
so what this is all the reason why.
Try rock.
What? Oh, grok. Oh, yeah. Shall I give you a little bit of info about the Phoenix Lights?
Go on, then.
Without going... I don't have to go fully into it, because a lot of what I've got anyway is just... people's testimonies and stuff.
I mean, I know a fair bit of the thing, so yeah.
Well, tell us what you know already. Go on.
So, a giant fucking, ship, for lack of a better word.
1997, March 13th.
Yeah, was seen by literally thousands of people.
Yeah.
As it just crossed slowly over the sky. And, like, there's so many different people who said that they saw it. There's so many different corroborating stories from multiple different fucking places and people. Across the entire, on the same day, you know,
yeah.
At the same time.
Like, it was between 7:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m.
Yeah, as it was moving across. Yeah.
I don't know, to be fair, if it was moving, I'm not sure.
As far as I know, it was, yeah.
So it was Arizona, Nevada, and the Phoenix metropolitan area.
Yeah.
Thousands of eyewitnesses reported seeing lights and objects in the sky across at least a few hours that night. If I remember correctly as well, before we read further, it wasn't the most clear night either.
Yeah.
So you could see, it was more like looking through clouds and seeing lights, and there was something there, but it was hard to see the whole thing, because you never really...
There's other people who say that they did see the whole
thing. Yeah, I think you're right, I think.
As well.
But I mean, like, from the pictures...
Just, it could be like patches of you know, cloud.
None of the pictures we've seen have got a clear image of what was there.
No.
But the cameras would have been even worse then than they are now for taking pictures of the sky, which aren't... It's not as easy as you think. Try and take a picture of the sky with your smartphone. It's not going to look as good as you think it will.
Yeah.
It's hard. So timeline of the sighting then.
Tired.
Because I'm tired. That's not because I'm tired, but...
Yeah.
First main phenomenon between 7:30 and 8:45, the flying formation. Henderson, Nevada, residents reported seeing unusual lights moving southward around 7:30.
See, moving.
Similar lights were seen near Powden, Arizona, about 200 miles southeast.
Yeah, so it's moving south.
Yeah, actually, there's lights moving again. Look, witnesses in Prescott and Prescott Valley also observed them.
Further southward.
Mm-hmm. That are going down, yeah. As the lights entered the Phoenix metro area, some observers described them as a massive V-shaped or boomerang-shaped object with 5 to 7 lights along its front edge. Yeah, so literally like a V-shape then, yeah. You've seen that a lot with things. That's the picture I always see of the Phoenix lights is just the lights in a V-shape through the clouds kind of thing. Some estimated its wingspan to be at over a mile.
Yeah.
I'm trying to really think about that in my head, what that would look like. How big a mile really is.
Well...
I'm bad at that.
You move at roughly 4 miles an hour.
So if you're walking...
So if you walk for 15 minutes...
That's how long it would take. That's an interesting way to put it, actually, yeah. Okay. Which might not sound big, but it is. If you walk for 15 minutes, that's the width of it.
Yeah.
That's big. Yeah. Lights that didn't... Oh, sorry. It was silent as it passed overhead, blocked out stars behind it, which suggested a solid or semi-solid structure. Okay. They did not blink like aircraft lights.
No.
And it moved slowly and deliberately across the night sky.
Yeah. So this thing, apparently, from various people's perspectives, like some people saw it moving quite far away. Some people were higher up in like the mountain range and then saw a giant fucking thing going above their heads.
Oh, look, there's another thing as well here. Later on, after the larger formation passed out of view, the V, a second wave of lights appeared over the Phoenix area near the Sierra Estrella mountain range.
Yeah.
They're described as 9 bright amber or orb-like lights, often seen hovering or appearing static in the sky.
Right.
So this could be like, you know, it was aliens, little ones following it or something. And
Well, it could be the drones.
Paparazzi.
It's the drones, mate.
Yeah,
You're going out, you're like, well, that looks interesting, send something down.
And they're behind them, though. They're behind us.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The big thing's going at the top doing a sweep, and it's like, well, that's down there. Go have a look at that closer up. That's down there. Go have a look at that closer up. Then come back with the info.
Yeah. I get you. The two phenomena became collectively known as the Phoenix Lights. Okay, that's why it's the two things. I never realised that. And then we got a few things. Let's have a quick look at this. So this is Tim Lay and family in the Prescott Valley. Tim Lay reported seeing the object directly overhead as it moved south. He and his family watched the lights for several minutes. At times it appeared as lights attached to a massive silent craft rather than separate or unrelated sources. And you got policemen. He watched through binoculars and noted no sound and eventual disappearance. Like a steady in light. The governor, damn. Initially governor
at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Mocked the event in the press coverage, including a joke with a staffer dressed as an alien. Many years later, he publicly stated that he had personally seen the lights, describing the craft as enormous. Wow. Did he?
Mm.
Where did he say that?
No, it's in the video.
Oh, okay.
Well, he said, you know, he does say, I'm sorry to the people that I, you know, mocked.
So I wonder if that was him trying to save face at the time, or if he's now decided he did see it to try and...
Don't know.
Be seen more, you know.
Maybe. Could be. I mean, you can never tell with a politician, can you?
And if they lied in the first place, it's not going to be... Considering we've got so many other people that did see it. Other explanations. I've seen this before. They tried to say flares.
But flares don't last that long and move that normally.
is they say they can appear to hover as they descend, but no, I would agree. Everyone has been
moving southward
them.
For like miles.
Yeah,
like there's no way that's fucking flares. Fuck off.
Skeptics have suggested the first lights were aircraft in formation because, like,
yeah,
you said,
you'd hear that.
That's true. Depending on how high it is.
Yeah, but if it's that high up, you'd again? Just be seeing like the little tail lights and they flash.
When was this again? The
1997.
Yeah. Okay, stealth bombers, would they have been around then?
They would have been.
Secretly, anyway, maybe.
But you can still hear officially. The stealth bombers. Stealth bombers...
They're not silent.
They're not silent. Yeah. They're just invisible to radar.
Yeah, yeah. And it would go in that slow from the sound of it, yeah. It would have to be a slow-moving aircraft. Yeah.
And they are not slow-moving.
No, no, not
they
at
have
all.
To be moving pretty fast to stay in the fucking air.
Yeah. It's almost like they wanted to be seen.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. Okay, I've gone back, haven't I now? Okay. They also would say it was military or, like we said, civilian aircraft, conventional flares, atmospheric phenomena or lenses, human error in interpreting light at a distance, and the theories aim to reconcile witness reports of known technology. Thousands of 911 thousands.
Literally
I was about to jump over
that's
that then.
The thing. It's like
thousands of 911 calls.
If it's one or two, yeah. Then yeah, you can say that. But like, yeah. If it's thousands of people on the same night reporting the same fucking thing, you can't just be like, oh no, it's just that.
Yeah.
Because some of these thousands of people will know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. You can't just straight up say like, no, they're all chatting poo.
It's ridiculous.
That's not how it would work. Let's have a look at actual pictures of the Phoenix lights.
Yeah.
Because there were, like, you know, pictures taken and all that. These are the ones.
These are the ones that were over the thing at the end. Because there were obviously lots of people with cameras in the city at the time.
Yeah.
But, like, these things were seen all over the fucking area, moving south, going towards this.
Mm-hmm. Let's have a look.
It's a fascinating one to me. It's one of the ones where, personally, that's a fake one, that one.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and that's not going to be the picture, but I wondered about the article more.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not a real picture, but it might be like a
drawing. From what I've heard from people, it's more like the whole shape was filled in as well.
Like, oh, really?
A big triangle moving up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have, and the thing is as well, I've heard that we've seen a lot of triangle craft since then.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's not...
That's not out of the norm of implausibility from what we've heard.
Pictures. I wonder if it was... I think there might have been video. We'll have a look at that first after as well.
Yeah.
UFO lights pictures.
So, for those who can't see it, it's literally just a load of city lights underneath and then just a string of lights just hovering in the air above it. And they hover there for quite a while, a lot longer than a set of flares would.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if it's a stealth fighter or something, how is it sitting there?
Yeah,
just above a city.
It looks like it's a line there, but that might just be because we can only see one line from this vantage point, or because you just look at that's all of the lights and you just can't see the angle.
From what I'm aware as well, like again, there were a set of orbs as well as the original.
That's what we're talking about. The lights afterwards were either separate crafts or orbs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's like there's no sign of helicopters. There's no military thing happening. They don't have any aircraft lights active. They're not flashing in any way. They're just sat there hovering.
Which is like the flashing thing is like all our aircraft are supposed to have them by law.
Legally, yeah. Unless you're doing a black ops mission, you have to have those on.
Oh, here you go. This is here. Is this actually any pictures of it? I'm not sure.
No, it's just people talking about it.
That's a picture.
It's just a picture, yeah.
We can look at a few pictures at least on this.
It's interesting. You know, I mean, ultimately, again, it's just lights above a city, which is... what else you can do? It's a pitch black sky. There's the footage. It's shaky footage, but
Of course it would be. To be real
because they zoomed the fuck in as well.
Yeah, exactly. Another picture. Here's the thing, there's so many pictures and videos of it, though. Which is another thing, yeah, normally it's like, yeah, what if it's real aware of videos and there, pictures? Look at that going in and out now.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more videos than I thought, you know, though.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, once it got over the city, there's more people in 1997 who had, like, camcorders.
True, 1997. That's a good point, you know. I was thinking about it like it was older. I forgot it was that. Yeah, to be fair, yeah, I'd thought about it like it was much older.
No, 1997.
It's not... Like, it makes sense of photos, that kind of thing. And it shows how bright it must have been. Because it may not look it there, but that's really bright for how it showed up the same level.
Because literally, yeah, it's showing up as bright or brighter than the entire city lit up underneath it. That's and that on a camera of that kind is really, really fucking hard to do.
That this is even more impressive to me because this is actual video now.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, it's just as bright as the brightest things here.
All of those fucking buildings combined are just about as bright as that. And that's probably a building a lot closer.
Yeah, no, it is, definitely. You know? Yeah, 100%.
Because that's well over the city.
Well, it's supposed to be over the city.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't even know that it might be later on.
Just crazy.
It might be after. It might be the light.
If it is one solid object, the fucking size of it would be phenomenal.
Well, I do kind of... think it must have been because look, there's more here. Look in 2021 in the same area from the look of it. Well, kind of, it's still Arizona anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's have a look at this. Wow,
Tucson.
That's look at that one going crazy. Yeah. You see that one up here, or is that a bug? I don't know.
Could be a bug, yeah. I think it's the actual formation down there is what's the important.
I think so too, yeah. Yeah, I would say that as well. Yeah, that must be a bug. But that's just, like, it's the same thing. Different shape, obviously.
Yeah.
That could be the V, and then it could be just a second one.
It could just be a shitload of drones, you don't know.
It could be, yeah. I mean, to me, at the very least, like, you can't say something didn't happen.
No, like, again, thousands of people. Thousands.
Yeah, actually think about that, yeah, thousands. Yeah. Like,
and not just going on the news a few weeks later. Literally, they all called the police.
Yeah, that's one, that is one level more. It's not just like they were like, after the fact, were like, yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, totally
saw that. It was at the same time, everybody independently called the police.
Yeah, to be like, shit, there's fucking aliens. Yeah, or
thousands.
The Russians are coming, or something. They didn't know, but something happened.
You know what's actually another interesting thing? Let's have a look. How many people live in Phoenix? I know there was your various too, but... City of Phoenix. Oh, actually.
1.67 million.
What about in 1997? Because of everything's... Oh, what? Response to person table. With response to... I can't even see it.
Oh. There's a slide about...
Oh, okay. The hell is this? I see it being limited to population, for a bit of context. Yeah, I like this better. You explained it to me.
1.22 million then.
1.22 million. Oh, where'd it gone? I see. Okay. Wow, like it kind of blew up a bit after that.
Yeah.
Okay, so like thousands, you know, still though, compared to that, that's like... that's like more less than 0.01%.
Again, that's the amount of people who called the police about it.
But that's still a huge amount. It sounds
like
not going
to be way more people who would have just seen it and looked at it or recorded it or like just watched it.
That's a really good point, actually. Yeah, what like, percentage of the people who saw it would actually call? That's
such
a really good point.
Small amount in comparison to the people who would have just seen it.
It's hard to say back then. Because you don't have the info you have now.
Yeah.
Since like 2021, it's been pretty, a lot more accepted that UFOs are real. Whatever they are, we don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got, you know, Congress talking about it.
Yeah.
Which is still strange, because Congress will talk about it, and then all of the news will be like, it's such a joke. It's like, No.
Not as much in America, here.
Here, yeah.
Yeah, they actually cover some of it in America.
They don't cover any of it here.
Nah, not at all. They ignore it all.
Like it just didn't
so
exist.
So much. There's so much more like alien stuff going on as well that they still ignore everyone. Yeah. Even stuff that America ignores too.
Yeah.
By the tridactyl mummies that they find in Peru.
Oh, that thing.
Not the little ones that were shown to be fake.
Oh, yeah.
The ones after them that came about that are mentioned in their like mythology and stuff. And then they found these three-fingered things, and when it was, what's it called when they did a scan on it? What's that called again?
CT scan.
Is that a CT scan? Yeah.
MRI.
Yeah, something like that. One of them. You know, had all the ligaments and stuff you would expect.
Yeah.
And it was a real thing. It was a real three-fingered. I mean, I myself, it could have been a sloth quite easily, but
yeah,
who knows. An old sloth that we don't know about, because they have three hand fingers, I think.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have, like, the claw end there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would look like that with a skeleton. Like, yeah, you kind of Danny DeVito penguin-esque.
Hard to say, innit?
Danny DeVito, you know, he's messed up man.
He's just been a fucking poor mutant child.
He very well could have been.
Yeah.
Okay, so public awareness. The light became one of the most famous UFO sightings of modern history, understandably so.
Yeah.
It contributed to greater scrutiny of unidentified aerial phenomena and public interest from military and government sources. And the response, though, from the government and scientific response was that no definitive public governmental explanation unifies both sightings, the large formation and the later orbs. So trying to say they're two separate cases, just
no,
in
just
the same place
saying,
next to each other.
They're saying, well, because people said that there was one big thing that was solid.
Yeah.
And then other people said there were things that were moving.
Later on.
That means that they're both not
wrong.
Combining together, so that means they're both incorrect.
Even though, yeah, they're supposed to be two separate things.
Yeah, two separate things, yeah.
At different times.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's dumb as shit.
If people are not saying this happened at 7 p.m. and your people are like, yeah, but they started breaking apart at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that happened at 7 p.m. whatever, and then the other thing happened at like 10:30, it says. But this is a thing, skeptical confirmation bias is a thing, which is why it took so long. Countless documentaries, podcasts, and debates reference the event. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It remains a benchmark case for mass sightings. It only does numbers somewhere. I did that twice for some reason.
But thousands of people.
Literally
thousands of fucking people.
That's the biggest thing. It's like hard to really put that into.
Like a context. That's enough people to fill a fucking stadium.
well,
not a stadium, a big venue.
Yeah, a big venue.
Yeah.
in the fact that it spread out. And like you make a really good point. The amount of people that saw it that didn't call the police.
Yeah, it would be way more.
Yeah, because I would never. I don't know why.
The percentage of people who would call the police would probably be at most about 10%.
Yeah. I don't feel like it would be younger people, more older people that are like, it's going to eat me.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh, it's the Russians. The Ruskies are
coming. Yeah.
Get the National Guard.
Them all Russian today. Was it me and you that were talking about the moon landing again the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I didn't realise the Russians were tracking it until recently. So I'm like, it probably did happen then.
Yeah, if the Russians go, shit, they did it, then it probably happened.
But at the same time, though, oh, yeah, because that was the debate, because I was saying about how there is still explanations of how they could have done it without people actually going there. There is still a way it could have happened.
Potentially. But it's, you know.
With what we, the only thing we know for a fact is there, those reflective things, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing. But then at the same time, though, actually.
Russians
that's not true, actually. Because all the things that we say are there, I think the Chinese and stuff have been since and seen the stuff we said was there.
Oh, so there we go.
Yeah. Chinese would have to be in it as well.
Yeah, the Chinese go up there and they're like, this makes sense.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure exactly that happened.
Yeah.
Because they went further in the end, didn't they? They're the only ones that have seen the dark side of the moon. Just,
remember to use the inbuilt system we have given you. You piss inside the suit, then you pour the piss on top of the original rover.
What?
Piss on their old history. We are China. We own the moon.
I see. That's fair. I don't want to piss on the
Operation Yellow Dragon complete.
Ah. I don't want a yellow dragon.
No one wants one.
What are you
saying? It's like a yellow snow cone. It's made of piss.
Some people definitely want that. Some people are all over that.
Yeah.
I legitimately knew someone that enjoyed getting weed on.
Oh, my word.
Mm-hmm. They do exist.
Oh, my lordy God.
I know someone that said he liked pooping on people, but it was in school and it was, well, not quite school, but...
Yeah, so one of those situations where it's like, you though?
You're saying somebody that said, you know, they're like putting their dick in things. Not people, but things.
Just objects.
Yeah. Like you walked in and there was like a stuffed toy somewhere and he just couldn't help but put his dick in it.
Is it? What? What?
I don't mean he just stood there and did it though, you know. He would take it off somewhere. It's like, oh, I've got to put my dick in that.
Why?
I don't know.
Jesus. It's like the people who used to say they fucked sofas and stuff. It's like, that just sounds like a way to get a chafed dick.
That's the kind of thing, like, you know, he says, I got to put my dick in it, but I think he fucks it, you know.
Yeah, of course he fucks
insert,
it.
Insert, and then...
He's like, not just putting it in there and leaving it.
Yeah, like the Muslims, like the Mormons do.
The Mormons.
Mormons do that. Apparently it's the way that they get, around premarital sex.
They just and put also it in cheating. There.
Yeah, and cheating too. If they don't go in and out, it's okay. I don't quite see how, personally.
You have to go out again to go in. What?
Yeah, there's a penny.
You can't just stay there for the rest of the time. You've already gone in and therefore out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
That's the opinion. And I don't think you can say the Mormons are wrong.
I can.
You can.
The Mormons are wrong. Did it?
Oh, damn you.
There you go.
Well, I think I was told about the Mormons was incorrect. I was told you couldn't insult them.
Ah,
same as Scientology.
You can definitely insult both of those.
Ah. But they're definitely...
Unless you're a friend of Tom Cruise.
How could you not be?
If you're a friend of Tom Cruise, you best not be saying shit.
I think everyone, when it comes down to it, is a friend of Tom Cruise. It's like saying you're not a friend of Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
I've got a friend in Jesus.
Isn't that what they used to say that about gay people? Was he's a friend of Dorothy.
Oh, yeah, I have heard that, actually. And realistically, everyone is a friend of Dorothy. You can't dislike that girl that went to the colour place.
Yeah, I beg your pardon?
We're all the little people that were trying it on with her. Munchkin World.
Yes.
The Yellow Brick World.
The Lollipop Guild.
We recommend the Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild. The lollipop. Yeah, apparently, it was just filled with touching Dorothy and a lot of like orgies. The Munchkins say we have full on orgies like each night.
Ew.
Yeah, apparently, dwarfs are messed up, man.
Randy little buggers.
Yeah, yeah, and you get them all in one place for a bit. They take advantage, trust me. So do the Olympics, so.
I mean, to be fair, though, if you've spent your entire life as the only short person around, and everyone's a little bit too big for you, and it's all a bit, you know, difficult. And then you all get brought to this one place at the same time where there's like 50 of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're all exactly the right size for each other and everyone's a bit randy and no one gives a fuck because everyone's a fucking short person. Mm-hmm. So fuck it.
Yeah.
I see that going down.
The fucking free fall.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said before, there's plenty of that kind of stuff in wrestling with little people, but they took it to a whole nother level then.
Yeah.
And there's a thing as well that people say that at one point in the film, you could, when they're going up into the distance in the... near at the beginning when they first won the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
When they're in that kind of greenery place. That as they're going up, you can see somebody hanging in the background. And it does look like it on the old videos. It looks like a munchkin is hanging in the background. But when you watch it on updated one, either they've changed it, or when it's better quality, you see there's actually a peacock bending down. Because they had wild animals around the set.
Oh, right.
Yeah, wild peacocks and other animals. Any animals you see in that were actually around, you know.
It's just fucking...
The monkeys weren't let loose, obviously.
We're about to film. Let the fucking peacocks out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'll help. They're staying in the same position now, you know.
Every time you're about to take a scene, it's just like, and we need to... Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't have had clip-on mics and shit back there. They're definitely going to go down like that. So I think we can say then that the Phoenix Lights were definitely a real thing.
I don't think we can say that, but what I can say...
I can, no, a thousand people are telling me it happened.
It's something definitely happened.
Yeah, yeah.
100% it's a real thing that happened.
I say it's definitely aliens.
Yeah, exactly, that's it, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I would say probably who else, but...
Who else but Jesus?
But I mean, I suppose some of the stuff, though, they didn't exactly show, like, mega crazy, like, you know, movement like we've seen with more recent ones, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of it anyway. Could have just been a giant craft from, say, Russia.
Maybe, but, like, a mile.
Yeah, why would they?
And where would you launch that from?
Russia?
No, but where in Russia? Where in Russia would you have somewhere big enough to launch something that fucking large? Like, you'd have to have a fucking a runway you would be able to see from not just space, but everyone's backyard.
No, I would say you wouldn't need a runway, though. It's a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't...
But using practical...
They've never used it since, obviously.
Say, using practical technology, you couldn't launch that fucking thing.
Nah, that's the thing.
If it's one solid object.
If it's one thing, yeah.
No.
And I'm sure, like we said, that they have, even though we can't see pictures of it now because of the quality of videos and stuff at the time, it seems like a lot of them agree that it was one craft.
Yeah.
You know, that they could see a craft.
A triangular craft.
Yeah, yeah, rather than, you know, like, just the lights. Some of them, obviously,
and again, like, you could be deploying stuff at the end to sort of take closer looks at stuff and sort of get a larger picture and scan or whatever. We don't know.
Yeah. There you go, look, appeared as lights, at times it appeared as lights attached to a massive silent craft rather than separate or related sources.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing if the clouds were, you know, like this going across, he just saw lights from the sound of it, the policeman. Yeah, it seems to be a mixture, to be honest. Some
a lot of people, seen the craft. Thing is, what, everyone says the same colour.
Yeah.
Orange or amber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and the only... explanation they put forward just doesn't work for me.
No.
The flares, I mean...
The flares don't last that long for a start, and yeah. They don't travel.
Yeah.
Unless they're picked up by the wind.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't last that long.
And I think they would say, need to say, if it was super windy that night. Nowhere said, oh yeah, there was also an F5 level hurricane just next to us, just so you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like that's, in, you know, like important.
Yeah.
It was there.
No, no, but again, like, they wouldn't last that long. You keep seeing people firing new flares up every 5 fucking minutes. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
And it wouldn't work in formation like that.
No.
The only thing... personally, I think it must be something like that anyway. Mm. I don't think it's from this planet, from the sound of it. If it... Well, no, they said how big it was, so...
A mile across.
Yeah, going by the mini... eyewitness reports, I'd say no. When it comes to 1,000 fucking people calling the police.
That's crazy.
And then again, unknown
just
amount.
Just calling the police.
Yeah, an unknown amount more than that that just saw it as well. They're probably talking.
Probably in the tens of thousands.
Yeah. Oh, I could see 1 in 10 calling the police.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe like 5 in 10 just because it was 97.
Yeah.
And people weren't as informed, etc. I don't think the young
would be willing to go that far. I'd be willing to double the amount of people who saw it to like 2,000. That's very impressive as well.
Yeah, at the least I'd say that is. At least 1 in 2.
And it's also probably like how many people would call the police from each household? So a household's there.
Good point.
Like there's potentially up to 5 people in a household.
Yeah, the first one is a full family.
Yeah.
That's a really good point too. 1,000 calls is 1,000 households.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a really good point, actually. So it could instantly go up a load.
Like, a good, like, 3,000.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
From that alone.
Probably.
And then there's the people who didn't call but just sat and watched it.
Yeah.
This is...
When you break it down, you're right, man, you're right.
When you look at the actual numbers in that way, it starts to become even more impressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's surprising it took so long to mention it, to be fair.
I love this one. I've watched entire documentaries on this motherfucker.
Same, yeah. I haven't for a while. It's been a long time, but I...
But it's like, you don't need to...
You don't need to see a lot.
Yeah, like, the whole information is there. And you can watch all of this... Go and watch all of the interviews with people yourselves if you want, because there's so many interviews with people about this. And so many.
Let's go back more videos than pictures, because there's got to be a lot more as well.
Yeah.
People didn't have cameras on their phones back then. There would have been a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
But people still had video cameras. It wasn't crazy that somebody had a video camera. I think I owned one at this point.
Yeah, I would fucking love to talk to one of the people who saw this shit.
Yeah, I would love to. Everybody's talking about it online. It's got to be, you know, like a little video or something.
Let's give us a little taste of an interview and that'll finish it off nice, I reckon. Or it'll get us all entirely started again. Let's see what happens. Interview.
Yeah, interview with witness.
Yeah.
If I was trying to think the word witness, I couldn't think of it.
Phoenix Lights, UFO witness, Tim Lay, TV
interview. Oh, that was the guy we just talked about. The first one, this was. Yeah. Okay, cool. At least it's old, so Fox News shouldn't take it. Somewhere.
Yeah, no, we should be alright.
You know, just in case, hold on. Oh, I didn't put it on anyway. It's a good job I looked and put it on anyway.
Yeah.
There we go.
Lovely. Turn on the volume a little bit.
It still hasn't been fully explained, and in reality, we may never know exactly what happened that night. Tonight, first on Fox, we're hearing from a Phoenix family who may have been closer to whatever it was in the sky, closer than anyone else.
Well, I mean, that's the wrong straight away. They weren't closer than anyone else.
That's not true.
Unless he got up in a ladder and climbed up.
I bet I know who would have been close.
What?
The fucking Black Hawk helicopters that would have been following it the entire fucking time.
You'd imagine. Well, saying that though, actually,
not close up, but no, they wouldn't be that close. Yeah, no.
I'm just thinking one thing that they haven't mentioned on this, and I haven't actually, I can't think of ever seeing it, but it's got to be out there somewhere. Is whether any nearby, like a airport or anything, you know, who would have been doing sonar, if they could see it on sonar.
Yeah.
I say that because I watched a video recently of another one similar to this, but smaller scale, and the nearby airport couldn't see anything on the tracking.
Fuck.
It was, you know, invisible.
To the radar.
And I would not be surprised at all if this was the same.
Yeah.
It's getting closer and closer, and we're seeing, you know, that thing's coming right at us.
Tim Lay and his family are among the hundreds of witnesses who've come forward to talk about the night of March 13th.
There you go, look at that.
Event now known as the Phoenix Lights. The Lees first saw...
This is already, like, more than it would be talked about in our news.
100%.
They never would have covered this.
They would have been like, and in Yorkshire, someone has captured some lights in the sky. And, yeah...
They got an imagination, haven't they?
Yeah, isn't it fascinating? I love that kind of thing. I love that kind
Next
of
up,
thing.
Prince Charles sci-fi. Did not kill Princess Diana.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just slip it in.
There are a lot to happen over here, but it's like they just swept under the rug more.
Realize this thing was coming right over us. We really started getting antsy, and then when it went directly overhead without a sound, it was like that. It was so big.
You couldn't even
look at the space of the houses too, like the space I got to look up.
Yeah.
It just didn't even do anything. It just came through.
These images of what they saw are made on a computer. They're a combination of digital photos of the landscape taken by Lee and computer drawings of the objects his family saw in the sky.
It was a giant V, all right? And the right side of it went over us. The left side was like a couple blocks.
That was the shape I'd always remembered, to be honest. You can cap with pausing.
My God, how big is this thing?
Bobby Lee. Like,
because when I was right overhead, we couldn't.
Bobby, fucking Bobby Lee. You can keep praying. Yeah.
Threatening, because when it was right overhead and we couldn't hear a sound, it was like you're just awestruck.
Jim Delatoso has been researching UFOs for 20 years. Right now, he's in the middle of putting together a virtual reality model of what happened that night. He's talked to hundreds of witnesses about the night of March
13th. That's a guy I'd like to talk to. That'd be amazing. To talk to the guy who was creating a fucking three-dimensional model of it. That's incredible. That's dedication to the craft right there. There's a guy who, like, they were just talking about, he's like... There's this guy who's creating a three-dimensional model in computer software of the entire event. And he's like, oh, well, that's a guy I want to talk to. Because that guy's got all of the information he can from all of the different people, and he's put it together into one, like, flowing fucking diagram.
Yeah.
Like, that's interesting to me. That guy's got some fucking insight.
Like a visual concept
yeah.
art.
Yeah.
So he gets given all like the different.
And then sort of goes, right, we'll put all that together.
It's not like a person at the same time. This is either pretty much it was a filled triangle or a, you know, an arrowhead.
Yeah.
Well, not an arrowhead, that should be a filled triangle actually. Boomerang, I guess. It's more boomerang shape.
Boomerang.
At, you know, proper corners from the same bit rather than.
A flying V.
Yeah, a V, of course. Yeah. Fuck, yeah, a V. Fucking hell. That's a much better way.
He said if he had a tennis ball, he could have hit it. He could have thrown a tennis ball at it. It was that close.
It was very close. It just nailed it.
I consider Tim Lee and his family.
He must have gone up then when he got to the city. Which would make sense. If it's that low down and there's nothing taller than it, and he got to a city with taller buildings, it's going to go up.
And there he said, almost touch it. The last light went right over my wife and I, and there was no light on the ground. But I could see up inside that it was almost like a recess, and it had fluorescent-like light inside, like a gas light of some kind.
You could see right through the middle of it, but it was like looking through two-way glass, like through a mirage that you see on the highway or something, or just when it's real hot. Right there, you could see through, but there's no light coming back or anything like that. It was just
So the V bit, it looks like it's not there, but it might actually be something there.
Yeah.
With some kind of, like, it's like a, the light going through it or something.
Or it could be like the fucking the Avengers tech, where they just literally, like, project the sky underneath the bottom of it.
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to say then, because we do actually have that technology now.
Yeah.
To a point, you know, so aliens are going to have it much better. Yeah. You know, I don't believe that this could be people. If they saw this, there ain't no way I believe that could be people that made that.
No way at all.
Not
a chance, especially at the speed it was moving.
Yeah.
Just sit there and float.
Yeah, even more so, I agree. That makes it even more peculiar.
I mean, they've obviously picked the kookiest people they could to interview as well.
I mean, they don't look particularly kooky. It's not like they were white
trash. The way he was acting was like they got him to play it up at the very least.
Yeah, I mean,
like, there's definitely other people who were like, you know, reporting this who were just as sort of, you know, impressed by it and maybe not quite as like wearing.
I get. I mean, it was a 90s though, so that was a bit more normal.
That was a bit more normal then. Yeah, he looks like Penn Jillette. He's fine.
Look at this, another Alice Cooper. What?
Well, the idea was to drive the brand new Aston Martin to Los Angeles where I was going to record. And I thought, well, the best time to drive that would be late at night.
Alice fucking Cooper.
Driving at about 11
the
o'clock.
The bad boy of rock and roll.
Can't be wise.
Let the car out a little bit on the desert and see what it'll do. So I got about as far as just before Blythe. And
don't know what it is.
Arizona.
And I just happened to notice something out of the corner of my eye. And I looked up on the left, and it was the same thing that everybody saw in 1997 on the left. And it was moving, I would say that was probably southwest. It was moving southwest.
What we said?
Yeah, okay.
There was no noise at all. And I watched it and watched it, and I stopped the car in the middle of the desert. I called my wife, and I said, Cheryl, I said, I'm looking at the Phoenix Lights right now. I said, and it's moving.
Oh, so this is after the fact that
it's
happening again. Well, we saw that 2020 one.
Like I said, the oddest thing being out in the desert. And I told her.
Okay.
I said.
Well, that's not as impressive then, because it's after the fact, you know.
So it does sound like someone could potentially be making it up, but...
Potentially. I'm not saying he is, because I
Why
do like
Alice
Cooper.
Why would Cooper have to make that up?
Exactly. He really doesn't need to, does he?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like he's wasted here either.
No.
Like, you know, it was freaking huge, same guy again. You know, it's surprising that there's not more...
It's such a fucking badass thing.
Jesus, this is a recording of a TV, this is.
And I saw this huge boomerang shaped
craft. Oh, so definitely boomerang then.
Yeah, that's what he's saying anyway. But then again, like we said, the shape, though, you know, like if it's got that translucent thing through the middle,
yeah.
Like, it could, there could be something there easily, because that would be what it was normally. Air Force pilot on it as well.
There's also not that many things.
Is there? It surprises me. There's not that many interviews. Yeah. But that's more, I bet you, they've been taken off YouTube or never put on YouTube, lost things, or even the one, Anonymous. That's interesting.
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, on my way to meet a woman who...
Okay, it's a woman. Oh, okay, there it is.
First one, and then another pop-up, so there were four altogether.
Yeah, I see there's four.
The lights all appeared in a line, a formation, as if they were...
Oh, this is... Okay, so people talk about the Phoenix... Oh, look, suddenly one night in 2019, this is now. Oh. This is a completely different one.
So it keeps happening.
Yeah.
And I did not know that.
So many seeing these lights.
Because they talked about... Hang on, they talked about 2021 as well.
Huh?
They talked about 2021 as well.
Yeah, we saw 2021 as well.
This is a common occurrence.
There we go. I was only comparing...
Kurt Russell shares UFO Phoenix lights experience.
What?
It's the same video.
So good to see you.
I hear that you had a really impressive sighting.
I was right in this area.
Here we go, look.
This is...
Fuck the hell. I saw six lights over the airport in absolute uniform in a V shape. And I reported it. And they said, we're not painting anything. We don't show anything. I said, well, okay. You know, declare it's unidentified, it's flying, and it's six objects. That was the most viewed UFO. Oh. Over 20,000 people saw that.
Thousands of people? What's going on?
Okay, now, man.
Kurt fucking Russell.
Nah, I didn't know that's what he claimed to people.
Fucking Russell.
That shows the scope of people that saw this thing.
Yeah.
From fucking Kurt Russell, Alice... Well,
this has suddenly made me so much more interested in
this. Yeah, it is, ain't it?
Because, like, I thought this was a one-off thing.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's not a one-off thing. And not only that, but lots of people who have no reason to fucking lie about this are talking about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's have a look on ChatGPT. Since the 1997 Phoenix Lights incident, how many more similar events
have occurred in Arizona?
Occurred in Arizona. Look, I think you should have put a band as well, but... it's itself was extraordinary in scale, finds the witnesses. Most subsequent sightings in Arizona are individual reports of lights. Okay, what the hell? Look at the recurring... Okay, here we go. In recent years, dozens of individual reports continue to be filed every year, more than two dozen in a year.
Really?
Arizona is among the states with the highest numbers of reported UFO sightings, but I'm thinking
Well, that makes
more
sense, because there's less stuff around.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, you're more likely to see shit in the sky if the fucking sky is empty.
Oh, here you go again. Look, this sounds exactly the same again. In 2007 and 2008, lights over Phoenix, but they were attributed by authorities and or investigators
just
to military flares again.
Or or other explainable sources.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Various individual sightings continue to the 2020s and 2019 as we saw. So, yeah, it looks like it happens quite a lot, you know. Why does
that's
interesting.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to put together how many times this has actually happened. Similar ones, not like people seeing a circular craft and that.
Yeah.
I'm about similar like lights that might be something good, you know. That's interesting.
Wow.
Okay. Fucking Kurt goddamn Russell, man. Never would have thought it'd be someone
Kurt
like that.
Fucking Russell.
So you just quickly look if there's any more famous. What the hell, that's stupid. Moon crash, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
That's just made up.
Oh, I see it.
Viral video lab, I mean, come on.
Yeah. There he's going, it's going. Boom. That wasn't very good. Oh, here you go, another one. It's another eyewitness here looking at it. Tom King, or might not be. That's where the raw footage came from. There's another one there. There are a few, actually. Madeleine McCann, Freudian slip, okay.
That's a different thing.
That's a very different thing. That's another thing,
but
too. This is an interesting one I want to cover properly, the Zimbabwe school sighting.
Oh.
This is really interesting, this one. Like, loads of kids that all saw the same thing and drew the same pictures.
Oh, shit.
You know, what they saw in Teachers 2 later on that came out. Another Phoenix Light one there. Some lady.
Same lady, yeah.
Is it? Oh, yeah, that was the position, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, man. Okay.
That's fucked.
Well, look at this. The Phoenix Light to reveal military and commercial pilot. Oh, okay, so look at this. A military pilot with his face blurred, it looks like. Right, talking about the Phoenix Lights.
Well, I can see meteors burn out below 17 years.
I've really seen some pretty fantastic sights while I'm flying. I've been at 50,000 feet in a fighter going supersonic and seen meteors burn out below my altitude, flaming debris coming off them. They're so close. I've seen nation. And so I have to honestly say that this was the first thing I ever saw in the sky as a phenomenon.
Soon he's talking about Phoenix Lights.
I just figured out what it was, and I was really puzzled by it. And I still am. I don't think it was the military doing this. It doesn't pass the common sense test.
Wait, hold on.
Why would you create
a commercial pilot,
military and commercial,
slow-flying craft that's radar stealth?
So he was in the military.
Radar stealth.
Yeah, they go out and fly it over a population.
Didn't see it on radar.
With all the lights on.
That's what I wanted to know.
To validate that it can be seen by the naked eye. Doesn't make any sense. Why this night were flares dropped on the very northern edge of the range?
Yeah, I don't mean, he's just confirming it, any.
Yeah. That guy's just saying everything I want him to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What you want him to say, he'll say it. That's what it is. That's interesting, man. It's interesting to look at more, but
appearing on radar is fascinating for an object of that size.
And you know,
crazy.
If that's like, if it was some kind of active, I can't remember what it's called, active something where you jam in their radar and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like an act of war for country, that is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't go above somebody else's country and like do the thing where you go into their tracking and change it and all that. Active jamming. That was it, active jamming, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, okay. Well, we could finish it up there and then go on to some wrestling stuff then.
I think that's probably not a bad shout.
Cool then. So this is where we will now this time stop the stream so the stream doesn't get taken down just because wrestling loves to be copyrighted.
Yeah.
So thank you, everybody. It has been indubitably good being here with you. Good night.
Thank you very much for joining us on Squishy Logic for this week.
Bing!
There will be more Squishy.
That was a piss take of a wrestling thing then. But as I started doing it, I was like, this guy's a wimp, man. Why am I doing this?
It will be more Squishy and more Logic next time.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you keep it Squishy, Nathan.
And you keep it logical, Carl.
I will never, ever do that.
Well, it kind of ruins the show.
Yeah, fair point. Okay, I'll try. Bye.
Bye.